This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're exploring the importance of having a business website in today's digital world. Is it enough for word of mouth only? Is it enough for you to not have a digital footprint, but your business or your service and your product are excellent? How does it help you to have a online footprint when you have a website? And what kind of websites really are working for businesses, depending on whether you're a startup or established brand? Because I think, you know, really, websites are, for me, one of the things that shows me that you take your business seriously. But does it really show that? Which is why we are getting into a conversation with a software engineer, Lucas Hlo. Good morning, Wuti. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chagadi. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure, and a very important question to start off the conversation. Why is it important for businesses, especially small and growing businesses, to have a professional website in today's digital economy?
I like the fact that you mentioned professional website. So it's not just a website. Let's underline professional.
Okay.
So a website, it's no longer just a digital brochure. It's your salesperson. It's your receptionist. It's your marketing team. It's your storefront, all wrapped up in one. So it is very important for small businesses to have a professional website, because it's going to build trust and give their customers information instantly. And it will also allow those small businesses to compete in larger markets with well-established bigger companies. Having a website as a small business allows you and your customers to have access to your brand, getting to know your brand on a 24-hour basis. Whether someone wants to make a booking, or they want to browse your products, or they simply just want to learn more about your brand, that professional website will be up there for them to find you at any time. So it is very important.
Sure. So even when you've got your working hours and you get to knock off, the website stays on and it stays live.
The website stays on and it stays live. And the good thing about it is, your potential customers, they are most likely going to Google you before they become actual customers. And trust and believe, if you do not have a website, when they go online, they're going to find your competitor.
Okay. Wow.
I'm just saying.
Sure. Okay. We never thought of, I personally never thought of it in that way. So now they Google you. Say you do have that website, they Google you. What are some of the key elements every business website should include to attract and to retain its customers?
Customers decide within seconds when they trust the website or they're going to leave it.
Okay.
So first and foremost, your website has to be secured and it has to look professional.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have these protocols called HTTPS and SSL.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just getting a certificate to make sure that people that are accessing your website, they are still secured from fraud online.
Okay.
So your website needs to be secured. Your website needs to be mobile friendly. Most people nowadays have access to mobile phones more than they do with actual laptop devices.
Yeah.
So your website needs to first and foremost serve mobile devices, and then you'll get to laptops later. And then it has to be fast enough. When people go on your website, they don't have to wait for too long.
Mm.
If you have images there, those images need to be high quality photos and visuals.
Sure.
You know, customer testimonials and reviews, they need to be there clear for people to see that there are other people that have interacted with this business, and these are their reviews, and they need to be legit.
Sure. So,
another thing that a lot of businesses miss on their website is contact details. Don't just put a pin for Google Maps. Put your email, put your cell phone number that they can contact you on WhatsApp. Put your social media links there so that they can have, you know, a direct access to your social media pages and stuff. Make sure that your contact details are as detailed as possible.
Sure, because I have been on websites where you try to get in contact with them, but it directs you only to the social media, and you're at a point where you need the human interaction with the company and the business, but you don't have access to them.
Yeah, businesses should employ WhatsApp for Business. and put their contact details there. It's very effective, it is very quick, and you can have automated responses to tell people that, hey, I am not working between this period, but I will get back to you once I'm back in office. That is very comforting for customers to hear that, okay, cool, I went into this website, and I have a question about this product, and they will get back to you in the morning. Or if you happen to be awake at the time of the evening, some of us, you know, work around the clock, we can literally respond instantly to customers during that time. So that is a very important key element. Availability to your potential customers is very important in starting a business, in small to medium-sized businesses.
So what have you found to be some of the most common mistakes that businesses make when they are creating their websites, and how can they avoid that?
Well, most of them just create a simple brochure. A brochure that does not have a brochure. Okay, they will fill it up with buzzwords that are perhaps maybe going to try and convince the customer. The website is not mobile friendly. The website is not protocol protected. The contact details on the website are not very clear. The landing page on the website is very important, because it's like the main front, the receptionist of your business. When the landing page comes, it has to tell the customer what you do, what you're about, and if they can trust you or not. So most of the businesses get that part wrong. By the time I land on your website, I'm like, I don't think I want to spend my money here. So those are some of the things that I can think of from the top of my head that most businesses don't actually really get right when they go the website route.
I feel like we literally need a business masterclass right now about our websites, where we can talk for an hour, but because I'm very intrigued. Thank you so much for taking time and always showing up as your best when we call on you. How do people get in touch with you, follow you on social media for your work and your expertise?
People can reach out to me when they want my expertise. I am still getting my ducks in a row. Currently, I am a ghost online.
Okay.
I would like to get my ducks in a row. I would like to get my website out there, but it's very much professional.
Yeah.
That is going to give people so much details and well in there, so that they can get to know me well enough.
Yeah.
So for now, I would say if you're a business out there and you are looking to grow your business, you are looking to expand on your online presence, and you are looking to, you know, basically just have more customer reach using digital marketing, please contact Click and Click and work with me. And I can be in your strategy sessions and I can help you grow your business.
Absolutely. They trust me, and by trusting me, they trust you. Thank you so much, Ngwaneshu. I really do appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you. No worries.
There you have it, man. I think he put it, there's a line that he used in this conversation that as a business person, if that line did not speak to you, then you are not serious about your business. Because if you do not have that online presence, when people Google you, the first thing they will see are your competitors. So if you are Hlekani and Sons, and Hlekani and Sons doesn't have an online presence, when people are looking for somebody who does automotive issues and stuff like that, the first one that pops up is going to be Mr. Jones and Sons, and you are then invincible, and they go for your competitors. So it's very important for us to now try and consider the websites that we have. And if we do have websites, are we complying to the things that he says will help us to stand out and be easily accessible to our clients and our potential clients? I think that was a very important conversation there, and I hope it helped you in your business. Now, have you ever decided not to buy from a company or support a business just because they don't have a website or they have a very poor online presence? Have you ever decided not to use them because you can't find them? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.